Zechariah chapter 4. And the angel who was speaking to me came back and woke me up, as a man who is woken from his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I looked, and what I saw was a lampstand, all of gold, with its bowl above it, with its seven lamps on it, and seven pipes for the seven lamps which were above it. And there were two olive trees beside it, one to the right of the bowl and one to its left." Then I inquired and spoke to the angel who was speaking to me, and I said, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel who was speaking to me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I answered, "No, my Lord." And he answered and spoke to me and said, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. It is not by force and not by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, you great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you become a plain, and he will bring out the headstone. There will be shoutings of grace, grace to it." And the word of the Lord came to me and said, "The hands of Zerubbabel founded this house, and his hands will complete it, and you will know that the Lord of hosts sent me to you. For who despises the day of small matters? For they will rejoice and see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord, scrutinizing the whole world." Then I inquired and said to him, "What are these two olive trees to the right of the lampstand and to its left?" And I inquired a second time and said to him, "What are the two branches of the olive trees, which by means of two golden tubes empty the golden bowl above them?" Then he spoke to me and said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." And he said, "These are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of all the earth."